surprised you didn't get a reception like this in previous teams you've been at.
I have not. This is something else. It's awesome, though. It's fun. Just how passionate Canada and Montreal are about hockey. So pretty excited.
When did you arrive in town?
I just got in last night, and I'll just be here for another day and, you know, get accustomed to everything, look around the city, explore, and, you know, it's going to be, you know, the city for a little while.
Do you already know guys on the team right now?
I do not. No. But I met Paul Byron, and a few guys reached out, so they've been very welcoming.
Last couple of years, 40-some-odd starts, 41, I think, 38 starts of those 41 games. That's the pace that you've been playing at these last couple of years. What are you expecting this year in terms of starts, in terms of games played? Is it pretty much the same or obviously less, depending on how Carey's doing?
Yeah, I'm just I'm just happy to be here, happy to have another opportunity to play in the best league in the world. And, you know, to work with a guy like Carey Price is going to be tremendous. And, you know, hopefully I can take his load work and, you know, lighten it up for him a little bit. And, you know, I want to be a guy they can count on when they need, you know, somebody to win a game and, you know, give Carey a night off. So I'm just excited to be here. I heard the guys are great and up-and-coming team here.
Were you expected a longer contract on July 1st?
No, we were just looking, you know, for the right opportunity. And, you know, this seemed like a great fit. And, you know, have a bounce back year from last year and get back to where I was the year before. So.
Have you had a chance to speak with Carey for any extended period since you?
He reached out and welcomed me to the team. He's looking forward to working with me. And, you know, we just exchanged a few texts back. And, you know, I haven't met him yet. So I'm excited for that.
Do you have the opportunity to speak with Stephen Wade?
Yeah. No, I got to meet him. He seems like an awesome guy. I'm excited to work with him also, and you know, bounce back ideas back and forth off each other, and you know, see what he's all about, and you know, he can see what I'm all about. And, I just like to have fun, work hard, and you know, he seems that way too.
Last season was kind of rough for both for the Devils and yourself. You got traded at the trade deadline. What do you see? What would be different this year for you?
You know, just having a fresh start, fresh team. Like I said, up and coming team, young team. Just missed the playoffs last year, and you know, our goal is to get back to that. And like I said, I just want to, you know, be that person that can help in any way, whether it's on ice, off the ice, and I just want to get the wins for the team when I'm in that.
Were you disappointed about what's happened in Columbus at the end of the season?
Yeah, obviously not the situation you want to go to after playing 41 games before the trade deadline. So, but, you know, everything happens for a reason. You live and you learn, and you know how to just makes you better going forward.
Is there anything special you want to check out while you're in the city this time? I know you talked about trying bagels the last time you were here.
I did try a bagel last time. I think I tried the Fairmont. I don't know, whatever the other one is. Might have to try. Yeah, I might have to try that. But I'm just trying to look at each area where to, you know, live and get an apartment and whatnot. So,
okay, Keith, a lot of pressure here when you're a goaltender for the Montreal Canadiens. All eyes on the goalie all the time. How do you think that's going to work out? How do you anticipate playing in front of this crowd? And, you know, on some nights where things are not going so well, the pressure is pretty tough here.
Yeah, I think the past few years I've gotten the highs and lows of the NHL and, you know, the rigors of it. And I think it'll just help me going forward, especially like a place like Montreal where the pressure is a lot of pressure, but there's a lot of pressure in any organization. So you have to perform, and you know, I think this summer I've been, you know, building myself up back to, you know, 2 years ago where I want to be in the start of last year. You know, I had a good start last year, and then you know, things went south. So that happens, but like I said, you live and you learn from everything. It makes you better.
Obviously, no goalie in the NHL was a backup before they got here. What's the toughest adjustment to becoming a backup?
Just going through, you know, long stretches of not playing, and you know, just managing your energy level and what you need to do. So I think I've been back up to Corey Schneider, you know, my earlier years too. So I think I know how to handle it. And you know, like I said, if they need me more or less, I'll be there, whatever the team needs me for.
Is there a particular skill to that?
It's more of a mental mindset that you have to embrace. You just got to do your job, you know. You want to be for the team, so you just got to do whatever it takes for the team to, you know, get in the playoffs again.
Do guys who are sort of settled into a role as a backup, you know, look at, like yourself, for instance, look at the way things are trending now in the NHL where they want more of an even split? Do you see this? Is this part of the opportunity you're talking about in terms of?
Yeah, I think you know, take a load off Carey's workload too. That would help. You know, I think they did that to Tuukka Rask in Boston. So it's you see it all over any team, not just, you know, Boston. You see any team. You know, I think I wouldn't put a certain number on it, but a lot of people are doing 1A, 1B. But you know, with Carey, you know, I'm just gonna be the best teammate I can with him, work with him, learn from him, and, you know, push each other to be better.
What do you think you can learn from him?
Just, you know, how he goes about his day, and just, you know, seeing those acrobatic saves that he makes. He never gives up on the play, so, you know, I kind of do whatever it takes to stop the puck, too, so we can have some fun with that.
Carey had said he didn't want to be in a position where he had to sort of babysit a backup goalie. Is part of being a backup goalie for him almost like staying out of his way type of thing, or just sort of letting, like, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I've been in the league for a few years now, so I think, yeah, he definitely won't have to babysit me. It'll be a good relationship, and, you know, a strong competitive relationship, and I think that's key to, you know, getting the most out of each other. So, on game days, you know, I don't know how his game days and whatnot, but, you know, if I need to stay out of his way, I will. You know, I did that with, you know, Bobrovsky, and, you know, he does his own thing, but, you know, I've heard Carey's a great guy, so, you know, we should have a great relationship.
Are you a guy who tends to give feedback, though? Like, are you a guy who tends to communicate a lot with your partner?
Yeah, you know, whatever I see, if I see something or he sees something, you know, you know, just it's all helpful. So to create healthy competition.
Was it part of the conversation with Marc Bergevin when you signed your contract that they wanted to take off some work from Carey Price to maybe make him play 55 or 50 games instead of 60, 65, 70?
Yeah, I think, like, going back to the, you know, 1A, 1B thing. You know, I think some goalies, you don't see goalies playing 70 plus anymore. So you know, anything I can do to take the load off him and.
But no. Was it in the conversation with the
They've never, no, we haven't put numbers in.
Were you always a goalie as a kid?
Yes, I was. I played, I think it was like house league one time, and tried to be a forward, and then the goalie quit, so I ended up being the goalie again. So, but I always wanted to put the pads on ever since a little kid. So.
How old would you have been then?
I would say 4 or 5-ish.
Did you have a favorite?
I think it was called the initiation back then or something.
Did you have a favorite goalie you looked up to?
Marty Berta, yeah.
I think you played one game. I think he was on the team, if I'm not mistaken. What was that?
With Marty?
Yeah, what was that?
I played preseason with him, and then I've been training camps with him, and he's been around. You know, he came back to New Jersey for obviously a different role, but he's always been good. He's always reached out to me. Yeah, we had a good relationship.
We hear stories about free agents who don't want to come to Montreal. Why did you want to come here? What had you heard other players talk about that? Or?
No, I don't know why you wouldn't want to come to Montreal. It's a great place for hockey. It's beautiful. Ever since I've been here, it's been nice and sunny. I'm sure. I know when we visited when we played Montreal, you know, it was always snowy, but. No, I think it's awesome. Fans are crazy about hockey. The city's crazy about hockey, and, you know, I'm excited to get to it.
What's your family situation? Are you a single guy or a man?
I just have a girlfriend.
Just a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Beside your time in Columbus, it's basically the first time you're playing outside the New York area. So you were speaking about the fresh start. You see it this way also, new place, new team, new start.
Yeah, exactly. New fresh start, different faces. You get to learn and meet new people and you know, make relationships. And you know, I'm excited about that. You know, I think it was time to, you know, time for the fresh start for me, and unfortunately it wasn't in Columbus. But you know, they've expressed to me many times that they're happy to have me here. So you know, you want to play for a team that's that wants you to play.
You want to try to learn French a little bit?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to work on it a lot. My accent's not very good either.
What was your favorite team growing up?
My favorite team was the Islanders growing up. Yeah, I'm from Long Island, mm-hmm. so grew up going to Islander games all the time.